We want to kind of start with the Boston Bruins. We were talking on the show a couple days ago about how windows open and close for teams. You've lived it. You've seen it. The Bruins have a cup. They've been to another final. Char is back, and a lot of people thought Zdeno Chara coming back, JR, would sort of be that magic fix, but they're still having trouble scoring goals. They're still getting great goaltending. Do you think they're more a bubble playoff team in the East, or do you just say, listen, there's 50 games left, fellas. There's no need to worry. The Bruins are still the Bruins. How do you view that particular team?
That's a tough one. I think Bruins are they're in a peculiar situation. They're battling the injury bug all year, obviously. Having Char out was really tough, but it's the goal scoring that's the issue for them. They are the Bruins, but you can't fall too far behind and lag too far back and expect to come back. I mean, you saw Detroit do it last year. Detroit, everybody thought Detroit was going to be out, and next thing they turn it on and make the playoffs. And Boston, you know, probably has a pretty good chance of doing that. But it's I'd be nervous if I was a Boston Bruins fan right now because they just can't seem to put the puck in the net. A lot of young guys that aren't pulling the weight right now.
Well, and there's almost a comparison on the other side from people here in Toronto. I think people just assume that the Bruins are going to figure it out because they're the Bruins, and there's a lot of fans in this market, Jeremy, that they refuse to buy in on this Leafs team because they're used to being let down. But when you sit up there and you're watching how this Toronto team plays right now, yeah, they probably play a little more loose than you think, but man, are they scoring a ton of goals more than anybody else in the National Hockey League. Is it okay for Leaf fans to get somewhat excited about this team?
Well, listen, let's hope history, you know, you learn from history and you learn from your past seasons. And if Toronto, if the team, the players in Toronto know anything, they know that they could get things swiped out from underneath them very quickly. I mean, especially the way they finished last year, losing, 12-14 and missing the playoffs. So they have to keep their pedal to the metal. And they are playing really good hockey. I think, defensively, they're stronger. I think their goaltending as of late has been good. But, you know, watching Kadri play lately has really – has impressed me. You know, get a little bit more scoring to help Kessel, and Van Riemsdyk has been strong. So, they're rolling on all cylinders right now. I mean, I just remember a month ago everybody was complaining because how bad they were playing. So, they just have to make sure that they don't go into any of these big slumps. They just keep winning. You know, 2 out of 3, 2 out of 4, and they'll be fine right now. But they're impressive right now. Really good speed team. That's why I think they're scoring a lot of goals, because their speed is pretty tough to control.
An amazing career. Jeremy Roenick joining us on Brady and Walker on Sportsnet 590. The Fan, the 513 goals. You can always see him on NHL and NBC coverage. Yeah, you mentioned that with Kadri, and it's one of those funny things because people would look and say, well, a year ago at this time, it felt like they were shopping him, felt like they were peddling him. It clicked for you very early on in your NHL career, but you must have played with players, JR, who line mates maybe even, who you'd say, boy, they're not the same player they were 2 years ago. Thank goodness the Hawks or the Coyotes or whoever you're with, Philadelphia, thank goodness we didn't give up on that player and sell him for pennies on the dollar. And we're seeing that right now with Nazem. There were probably, like I said, players you played with like that.
Yeah, without question. I think, I was blessed with playing with great players. There's no question about it. I was a gritty player and put in the hard work, that's for sure. But I definitely had the pleasure of having Hall of Famers, on either side of me. Kadri didn't, but he also had that reputation of being a partier, of not being all in, not being the hardest worker. And I you're right. I think, you know, he's got a couple guys in his line right now that are hard workers. Daniel Winnick is a very good friend of mine, and I know him very well. And he's going to make you accountable to how you're playing. And he's going to back you up when you make mistakes. And that's a perfect kind of mentality for a kid like Kadri. So I hope he keeps going because he's exciting to watch. Scored another beautiful goal last night. So it's you know, I'd like to see the Toronto Maple Leafs in the playoffs, because it's you know, an original six team, a team that, you know, I've enjoyed playing against and watching, and I think it's good for the league.
It is a tricky thing to evaluate too, isn't it, though? Because you look at Kadri, and it's because of the era we live in, where players are getting paid big bucks really early, way more than in your day. And you look at a guy like Nazem Kadri, and if his goal, if his want is, hey, I want to see a 5 or a 6 at the front end of my paycheck for next year when I need a contract, the way to do that, fairly or unfairly, is getting a ton of points. But for the Leafs to be successful, he has to be more that two-way guy, and maybe the huge point totals won't be there. Is that a difficult thing for the young players to kind of buy into these days?
It is. And, you know, I think that's it's a different mentality with players these days. And I think, you know, I always say I don't believe that the players are as tough or as mentally tough nowadays as they were, you know, 20 years ago. And I say that because, you know, 20 years ago we had to work every night for our salaries. We had to bang it out, you know, year after year to get, you know, the big money. You know, nowadays these kids are getting big money fast, and it's easy to take nights off. It's easy to let that little injury become a big injury and stay out 10 days instead of 4 days and get paid lots of money. You know, and now Kadri's up in a place where there's a lot of attention. There's a lot of media attention. There are a lot of eyes on him, and he's not going to be able to escape. He's not going to be able to hide from anything in how he plays. It's put points up. It's doing things defensively. And you have to do it night in, night out, or you're not going to get paid the big money. You know, and it's not just 1 year. You're not going to have an Alexander Semin have one big year, get a big contract, and then never see him again. So it's not, you can't do that in Toronto.
Jeremy Roenick joining us on Brady and Walker. I want to ask you about the Blues and their goaltending situation. Last year at this time, tons of rumors, well, it wasn't going to be good enough with Yaroslav Halak and Brian Elliott. They were out shopping. They end up landing Ryan Miller. We know what happened. They won the first two games. Hawks win the next four, and Ryan would be the first to say that he wasn't good enough in that series. So all of a sudden now, with the Elliott injury, they're not sure about Jake Allen. Martin Brodeur is playing some games there. Do you still look at the Blues, Jeremy, and say they're the one team among all these contenders who they look too unsettled in net? They look way more unsettled than anybody else we're going to talk about. Chicago, San Jose, L.A., Boston, Pittsburgh. Everybody knows who their keeper is. St. Louis doesn't.
Yeah, and I think that bothers them tremendously. And I was there in training camp doing some NBC work, and all the guys that I talked to, every single one of them, without hesitation, said this was their best team that they've had all year. We just don't know. We question what's going to happen with our goaltending.
Yeah.
Every single one of them said our defense is great, our forwards are great, but the goaltending worries us a little bit. We just don't know who's going to be in there for the long haul. You know, Elliott's been good. Now he's injured. You know, you bring in a Hall of Famer like Brodeur, you know, is it a good test? Maybe it's a test, maybe it's not. But I don't think you want to go into a playoff round or a Stanley Cup having to rely on a 42-year-old goaltender. It's a sticky situation for them. I don't think they're done yet in the goaltending situation. I think, you know, they do have Marty Brodeur in there, but I would not be surprised if something happens towards the end of the year to get somebody more solid. But I'm sure that people in St. Louis are questioning it, and unfortunately, you know, you have to go with what you go with. But, you know, hopefully Marty can put some good games together, and Elliott can come back and be that number one goaltender and hold the fort for him. But, boy, the goaltending has been their problem.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody else in front of them has not been like they were last year when Ryan Miller was at net, because I thought when Ryan Miller was in net, they played terrible in front of him in the playoffs, unfortunately.
Great stuff from Jeremy Roenick on Brady and Walker this morning. Don't forget the 15 NHL Winter Classic. It's at Nationals Park where the Washington Capitals will host the Chicago Blackhawks on NBC New Year's Day. Such a tradition now. JR, thanks so much for this. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. We appreciate the time. Our listeners do too. We love having you on. Thanks again.
Absolutely. Always good being on with you guys. Thanks.
Take care.